Congresswoman Harmon were discussing. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden agreed to return ambassadors to posts. This is in a bid to lower tensions between the nations. In Geneva, the leaders wrapped up hours of meetings. Mr. Biden and Mr. Putin negotiated thorny issues such as cybersecurity and political dissidents, which have sharpened the adversarial relationship between the United States and Russia. According to the White House, President Biden will tell President Putin that the United States will respond to actions that conflict with its national interests. France is lifting mandatory mask wearing outside, and on Sunday, the 8-month nightly coronavirus curfew lifts 10 days earlier than expected. France is now registering on average about 3,900 daily virus cases. That's down from 35,000 in the March to April peak. Over 58% of France's adult population has received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. Bloomberg's learned that European Union envoys in Brussels have agreed to lift restrictions on non-essential travel for U.S. residents. It's the latest step to a return to normal. While some EU member states already allow vaccinated Americans to visit, the move means that restrictions will be lifted across the bloc. Israeli warplanes attacked sites belonging to the ruling Hamas movement in the Gaza Strip early today. That came after incendiary balloons launched from Gaza set fires in southern Israel. They're the first attacks ordered since Israel's new government took power Sunday. And they're the first since an 11-day conflict last month ended in a truce. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. We'll have more balance of power coming up next on Bloomberg TV and radio.